This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. And time now for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the king, Ryan.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. Thanks very much to Reliant as well for being a part of this broadcast. Philadelphia defense. When you guys think of Philadelphia defense, something that comes to mind? Zach, is there anything that...
Georgia comes to
mind.
A lot of Georgia Bulldogs. But they definitely have built up their defensive line over the years.
Yeah.
And Jalen Carter, I thought, was the best player in that draft a year ago. I think he's starting to really come on. So you usually would think of like maybe some pass rush. But Bryce Huff, who they traded for, has not been very good for them.
Yeah, it's been a little bit of a problem for the Eagles. Chief, when you ask the guys, when you think of the Eagles on defense, what do you think of?
I think the first thing that generally comes to mind is pass rush. And then I'm kind of thinking about the rookie corner, in particular, Quinyon Mitchell.
Yeah.
He's damn good.
He's been really, really good.
They got a couple of rookies that play back there.
Old DeJean.
Yeah, Cooper DeJean. Yeah.
Is he looking pretty good?
Yeah, and what's happened is that he's taken over for Maddox, who used to play the nickel for them. And they've done a pretty good job with him. He's I was thinking like that maybe that they would give him a little bit more of a run, more of an opportunity to kind of develop, but they've thrown him out there and the kids played pretty well. That'll be a good matchup. That'll be a really good matchup, whoever plays slot for the Cowboys. Cowboys need to do a better job. Last week we talked about their ability to maybe, you know, win in the slot and, you know, just didn't have the production that they needed from. But the Eagles, to me, they want to beat you up front, and they want to beat you up with their defensive tackles. That's what they're really – that's when you look at Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter and Milton Williams, these guys are – they want to – that's – they get pressure. And they've got 14 sacks in the last four games as a unit. But what's interesting is the offenses you've been dealing with were Cleveland, the Giants, Cincinnati, and Jacksonville. And
awful.
Eight sacks against the Giants, you know, the 14. So, but they've struggled with some of their pressures, believe it or not. But they really, really rely on their front because they're not going to blitz a whole lot. And so they really rely on their front to be able to control you. Both in the running game and then in the passing game.
It's the Dick Fangio special.
Yeah. They're, you know, here's something, you know, to think about if you're the Cowboys and you're talking about potentially how do you run the ball. And I was watching, the way I could set up my next gen film is I could say, give me all the explosives. I want to see how they're giving up.
Plays.
They're giving up plays in the running game. And what's happened is they play light box, and then, you know, only the Chargers play more light box than the Eagles. So that's six or less defenders.
Yeah, inviting you to run the football.
They're inviting you to run the football. And where these explosives have come from is They've been off the edge. And I've seen on film both it from under center taking snaps and then the shotgun. And it's kind of like one of those things, like I'm thinking, okay, where are they attacking? Where are they going? The edges where everybody's going. And so what's really kind of unique about this group is that you mentioned Josh Sweat, or I mentioned now Josh Sweat, and then Bryce Huff.
Mm-hmm.
What's interesting about these two guys as you watch them play and the ball's going off the edges is that opponents have been averaging 5.3 yards a carry against those two guys in the game. But when they're off, it's only been 3.6.
So Nolan Smith's been better. Brandon
Nolan
Graham.
Smith, Graham. So maybe when you get Huff and Sweat, who are their starters on the field, maybe that's your opportunity. With Graham and others, and Smith, maybe Graham's their best run defender when it comes to down linemen.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's a thick guy. He's
veteran edge setter.
Veteran edge setter. But that's the thing, because when he's on the field, opponents have only averaged 3.4 yards a carry. So he's a kind of a setter of that edge for you. But if the Cowboys, like I say, take advantage if you can, if you want to try and run the football in this game, of Josh Sweat and Bryce Huff, because they're interested to getting up the field.
Well, you'll definitely get chances against Sweat. He plays the most amount of any of their edge rushers. The problem is Huff is playing less and less as the season's gone on. He just had a low in snaps. Yeah. He's playing just 40%. Sirianni actually said this week, Jalix Hunt, the rookie, who we liked a lot on the draft show,
sure did.
They might try to mix him in some more.
Yeah, he's number 58, but you just, like you say, these explosives. You know, you're watching the get under center, they hand it, the ball gets to the edge. You know, the Falcons, the Pack. I mean, teams. There's teams that
those are the marks right there. If they're on the field, take advantage.
Yeah, I'm always looking for somebody, like, who can I attack?
Yeah, but the Falcons and the Packers are they're professional outside zone teams.
Yeah, and okay, this is where Dalvin Cook to me comes. You've got Dalvin Cook as an outside zone kind of runner. He's used to that. Inside stuff's really not. Everything to the edge.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Has been kind of Dalvin Cook's. That's where he's made a living. So I wonder if these one of these games, him, maybe Rico Dowdle, can you get the ball to the edge and try and make the Eagles have to do it. Like, running inside against these guys is not because of their size.
A lot of beef.
Yeah, with Davis and Carter and Williams. They got some big, massive guys inside. People have kind of pinned them inside and then been able to, you know, you get the linebackers. Their leading tackler is Zach Bond, who is the one of the inside linebackers. And N'Kobe Dean is a shorter, smaller guy. Now, Dallas has struggled all year to get anybody up, but these linebackers have overrun plays. So I'm kind of looking at this, if, okay, you're trying to help. Anyway, how do you help Cooper Rush? Can you find a way to get the ball to the outside and make the Eagles have to pay for that a little bit? Because if they're going to play light box, that's where Dallas has had some success running the ball when teams have only put six, because nobody respects their run at all. So keep an eye on that. I talked about these tackles. Carter, he's got three sacks. Williams has two sacks. But if you look at their overall pressure as a team, and because you could see it, they're right at about 32% pressure rate. So they really haven't, which makes them about mid-pack. Mm-hmm. You would think that the Eagles in the past, you know, the Eagles were all about pass rush, pass rush, pass rush. The best part of their pass rush has been through the middle of their defense. Now, can Smith, BB, Martin, see, now we have to start to worry about Zach Martin. Can Zach Martin hold up, you know, against Davis and Carter and Williams and those guys?
It's hard to bet on that right now.
Now you're dealing with a bum shoulder. He's had the back. I mean, he's a shell of himself.
And
right
that's
now.
The kind of pressure that bothers Dak more, isn't it?
Up
the middle pressure.
Cooper. We're going to see Cooper Rush, of course. Yeah. I mean,
and get the ball.
It really bothers, to your point, all quarterbacks more. Because even look at, you know, we were talking about, if you watch Tampa Bay play against Philly. Hurts and there's be all the Philly fans are watching our shows and they're all commenting like, well, that's a game we didn't have any. Well, your line still blocked poorly in that game. You didn't.
Vita Vea had a hell of a performance.
Yeah, the eye level of the quarterback came way down in that game. You know, even though they didn't. I get it. You didn't have some of your guys. Well, Dallas doesn't have their guys either. You know, this is going to be
but they're not getting it off the edge like they were a couple of years ago when they had like 70 sacks.
No,
Guyton's still going to be okay.
They're not, and that's kind of where that's. You know, to me, I like to say Huff playing less. We'll see with what happens with Hunt. I think with Sweat, they're going to line Sweat up over. I think they're going to put him over Guyton, is who I think they're going to rush. Now he will rush. He'll flip sides, but a lot of times though he'll stay on one side. But I've seen him move. Switch some sides up a little bit. I just have a feeling that I think Guyton will draw.
Guyton can put him on his ass a little bit.
Yeah, I think Guyton will draw Sweat. And then I think that Huff will be over. Now, they might think that the Eagles might look at this tape and say, Steele's the guy you attack, you know, and then keep Sweat on that side and let him rush.
I'd try both of them, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But if they can hold up against this rush, there are opportunities on the backside to make big plays.
Well, this is where I think that the secondary, they've got young guys, as we mentioned, Mitchell at the right corner. DeJean, he's playing the nickel. They got Maddox out of there. Maddox was a little bit of a liability. Slay has been injured with a groin injury.
He's back and limited in practice.
Isaiah Rogers has been the one that's been started for him against Jacksonville last week. And I think these corners are actually pretty good. I think these corners are, it's going to be a little bit of a challenge with dealing with them. I think even at the nickel. Where I like a potential matchup, C.J. Gardner-Johnson. He's when you watch him play, some big plays have been made on him. He's given up 12 receptions this year. Four of them have been for touchdowns.
Wow. That's not good.
And what will happen is that Vic Fangio will walk him down and put him in coverage, like on a receiver. It ain't like, oh, go cover a tight end. It's go cover this wide receiver in the slot, or go cover this, you know, this back in the slot. To me, if I'm the Cowboys, automatically, if number 8 is in coverage, I walk up to the line and I see that Gardner Johnson is in coverage in this game, I'm throwing the ball his direction. I don't think he's got it. It's a little bit like what you deal with Wilson here. And that kind of where you, the coverage is not very tight. It's not very fluid. And I've seen some teams make some plays. So if I'm Cooper, if I'm Cooper Rush, I'm thinking about keeping my run game checks on if we're dealing with these edges, Huff and Sweat. And then I'm thinking about, okay, how can I find my guy on C.J. Gardner-Johnson, the safety? That would be an area that I would try and play in this football game.
Terrific report once again, sir. He's done it. Brian brought us Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 3:40, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. All righty. Ari Temkin, Big 12 Radio on the TuneIn app, is going to join us and talk to us about all the biggest college football storylines that's coming up next here in the GBAC Nation.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.